Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. This episode, I'm Matt Pierce, and yeah, maybe I should have started this episode out with more like, for those of you who are of a certain age, you remember listening to Rush Limbaugh, and maybe I should have started this show like Rush. Well, anyway, thanks for joining me. Thanks for allowing me to join you here on the Micah's Call podcast. This is a safe place for believers and non-believers alike to learn, grow, and have conversations about different things in life, about spirituality, about our faith. In a divided world, we're here to discover things that unite us and bring us close together and have real conversations about life and about faith and about all these different things that happen in life, right? So, and we talk about them kind of as they happen. And you can submit your questions or your comments, or maybe you have something you want us to discuss. You can submit that on the micahscall.org website, and I will take a look at them myself. I read all the emails. I read all the comments. And that's kind of where we got this topic for today. Is obesity against the Bible, and does obesity offend God? This is, what does the Bible say about obesity? This is a fair question, because it's a question that gets asked a lot. People ask this question a lot. And the truth of the matter is, Jesus never said anything about being fat. And if being fat was a sin, we would all be dead. And we would all be dead in sin. I mean, this is the reality of it. I mean, you could take anything and say that it's a sin and that's not going to get you into heaven. Oh, he drinks too much coffee. That's a sin. He smokes too many cigarettes. That's a sin. He dips too much snuff. That's a sin. That'll keep him out of heaven. That'll keep him from reaching the glories of heaven. You know, all these hellfire and brimstone wrapped in kind, loving things that we've been told all these years. Forget all that. What does the Bible say about it? The Bible actually says nothing about being obese keeping you out of heaven. What this is this is a scripture, a part of scripture in Proverbs and in Galatians and in Corinthians where it talks about these things. It's about self-control and not being addicted or overtaken by anything. It could be money. It could be spending a lot of time at the gym that's taking away from living a more wholesome life. It could be food. It could be going to the movies too many times. Worse yet, it could be other things like pornography. It could be all sorts of stuff, y'all. And so it's not just about obesity. It's about living a self-disciplined life. Look, I am obese. I am not just obese. I'm fat. I am obese. Okay? And as I sat here for lunch eating my pimento with cheese and keto bread, I was contemplating what I wanted to say on today's episode. Because this is not easy. I had somebody comment on YouTube, Jesus said it's, you know, obesity goes to hell or something like this. Jesus never said that. That's people putting words in Jesus' mouth, as they've done for quite a long time. There's a guy I know, Pastor Brandon Galbraith, down at Baptist Church in South Texas, had posted something about eating bacon and, you know, things like this for breakfast. Look, let me tell you something. Christ came to save us from endless laws. Christ came to save us from all of these things, like what thou shalt eat and what thou shalt not eat and how much of it thou shalt eat. I don't believe that that Christ, full of grace and with all of love, will condemn a fat person. Because guess what? Who says what fat is? You could be 3 pounds overweight. Oh, he's fat. He's obese. In a world that we live in, the YouTube and TikTok and, you know, this social world where everybody's like got to do their best and look their best and be their best and all everybody's got to be their best. Well, and we're constantly judging people like life's some sort of kind of social competition. Life is not a social competition, my friends. I really could care less what any of you think. But the reality of this is it doesn't matter what I think, and it doesn't matter what you think, it doesn't matter what any of us think. A gracious, loving, kind God is not going to condemn somebody to hell because, well, they just went on, you know, they were fat. Now, I want to pose a different question to you. Before we get into some of the submitted questions here through the website, micahscall.org, before we get into this, some of that Q&A, think about this. What did, would God condemn somebody who lives in North Korea to hell? Dramatic pause. Would God condemn somebody who lives in North Korea to hell because they've never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ? They've never heard about salvation. They don't really know anything about it. They were just born there because that's where they were at. That's where they popped out. See, this is kind of politically incorrect because I just said popped out. Would a merciful and loving God condemn those people to hell eternally because they've never heard the gospel and they never had really had the opportunity to? A lot of you don't know this, but Casting Crowns, the Christian group, was actually invited to sing in North Korea, in Pyongyang, at a conference, I think maybe twice. I don't know if they did it or not, but they were invited to go over there. What an opportunity that would be. I mean, I just want to go to North Korea just because it's North Korea. I mean, I'd love to go to North Korea. But to go over there and have the opportunity to witness and to share the gospel with as many people as you can, what an opportunity. Dangerous, but what an opportunity. So let that sink into your head. Let that be. I personally do not think that a loving, gracious God would allow somebody who was born in North Korea with no knowledge of Christianity and Christ and grace and salvation, I don't think he condemns them to an eternal hell. So there. We're going to talk about that on a future episode, by the way. That we're going to get into that topic much deeper. But I wanted to bring that up to you. Okay. Now I want to spend a few minutes here today answering some questions that came in through the website, micahscall.org. And some of these, and we'll start doing this a little bit more on each episode. But one of the questions that was brought up to us, by the way, I'm Matt Pierce. I'm the host here at Micah's Call. And the website is mine, micahscall.org. And I think we're going to spend a little bit of time addressing some of these topics because you who have sent questions in to the website, to my email, are really the inspiration for all this. And the first one I'm going to get into here is a deep one. It's Christine from, I don't even want to pronounce this, somewhere in Kentucky. Okay. Christine, if you're listening, thank you for the question. And it says, my six-year-old son recently had a question about his father who was a non-believer. He asked me if I felt like his father went to heaven. Just so you know, we are Episcopal. Great question. Christine, thank you. I don't know how you answer this question, but obviously your son is asking a very deep question. And you go on to say here in your email, and I don't want to give too much of the information out, but you go on to say in your email here that your husband, who passed away from COVID, died without going, you know, without being baptized, but his children were baptized. And he participated in some church activities with them, according to your email. And but did allow to have the children baptized. So here's how I want to answer this question. Do you believe that a loving, merciful God would cast this child's father into eternal hell because he didn't believe? That's a tough question. But here's my thoughts. And I'm going to answer this the best way I can. It takes a lot more faith to have your child baptized into the Christian faith as a non-believer than it does just to go through the motions and do it because you are a believer. How could God condemn this man to hell? How could a loving, just, merciful God condemn this man to hell because he wasn't a believer, but yet he took his children to church, had them baptized in the Episcopal faith, even though he didn't necessarily believe it? So he must have believed something. The answer to your question, Christine, in Kentucky, is that I believe, and this is my way of thought, a loving, just, caring, graceful God would not send this child's father to hell because he showed more faith than most of us who are born into the faith and practice our faith. So I don't know if that's any kind of answer for you, Christine. I hope you're listening. I'm going to email you a copy of this episode. But I hope you're listening, and I hope you hear this, because it takes a lot more faith to be a non-believer and then take your child to church and have them baptized and let them participate in the good things that faith has to offer than it does to just be a believer and go through the motions. That's my take. Jerry in Fresno, California. Thanks, Jerry. Hey, I know you, Jerry. How are you? Jerry, I'm going to send you a copy of this episode as well. Your question is, what do you think about blood transfusions? Well, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, I personally believe that the Bible gave us very clear instructions on this. Use your common sense and good judgment. If I go to the doctor and I need a blood transfusion, I'm going to get one. Now, I'm not going to go and hold a snake up to my neck and say, here, bite me. Now, that's ridiculous. Tempting faith, right? But I don't see anything wrong. First off, I don't see anything. I know where some of the arguments come from scripturally. But I don't know. I mean, if you need blood, get it. I mean, because ultimately, I think here's what's going to happen. I've talked with a couple of doctors who have told me this, that they give you the imitation blood, right, made of plasma. But in an emergency situation, you're probably going to get it anyway, regardless of what your religion thinks. In kind of an acute setting, Now, I don't know if this actually happens. This is just what they told me. But I don't know where you would get that. But that's fair. About blood transfusions, get blood transfusions. If you need it, get it. I mean, God, in my book, teaches people to use their faith and gives them talents and develops their talents. And yeah, so why not? Why not? Why not? What about drinking? What do you feel about drinking? Yeah, this is a big one. Damon in Franklin, Tennessee. My good old Tennessee people. Good old Rocky Top, Tennessee. What do you think about drinking?
Well, what do I think about drinking? Well, what do I think about drinking? I say, pour me another one. All right, then.
Now, what do I think about drinking? So, okay. It's kind of the same lines as obesity, right? Now, I'm not condoning you go out there and get drunk, but, you know, this is my thoughts on it. And I know there's some people out there who would disagree with me on this. Drinking. Well, I personally don't drink. You do you. You want to go out there and get you some of that old moonshine down there in Tennessee? Some of that Tennessee moonshine? Go out there and get you some. I mean, who cares? I mean, just don't take it to excess, right? I mean, it's kind of like obesity, right? It is. It's kind of like obesity. Don't take it to excess. If you just want to take, you know, have a glass of wine, have a beer, you know, you're out with your buddies, why not? Do it. Jesus did turn water to wine. I mean, you know, I mean, come on, man. There's a lot more things that we need to be focusing on in the church and church unity. I personally do not drink, and I'm not saying that you should. But if you like to have a beer and you want to have a beer, go out and have yourself a beer. If you want to have a glass of wine, go out and try you some wine. It's not going to hurt anything unless you take it to excess. Again, everything is in moderation. Everything is in moderation. Don't take anything to excess. Be rational about it, please. Be rational. Be normal about it. Don't go out there and go crazy with it. Just be logical, okay? Be logical. Be self-disciplined. Don't go out and get drunk. You want to do one more? Let's do one more. Let's see what we got here. Kevin, Sarasota, Florida. There we go. Hey, Kevin, Sarasota, Florida. Whoa. Okay. Maybe I should screen these a little better. I just kind of scrolled through here and I just saw Kevin, Sarasota, Florida. Okay. Kevin in Sarasota, Florida wants to know, are aliens biblical? Boy, that's a whole episode. That's a whole episode, brother. Are aliens biblical? Who was it? Wheel in the sky keeps on turning, you know? Was it, you know, I mean, that's a reference to Ezekiel. Go read Ezekiel. Okay. Go read the book of Ezekiel. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to tell you about that. I don't know what to tell you. Are aliens biblical? Are aliens in the Bible? Are aliens demonic? Come on, man. I love the aliens and the UFO thing. I love a good conspiracy. I love a good... I watch the Ross Coulthart videos and I watch the UFO hunters and I'm digging it. Okay. It's, I like it. I like the whole Roswell Area 51 Sedona thing, Skinwalker Ranch. I admit it. I toy around with the paranormal. Okay. Because I like it. I think it's cool. Do I believe that they're demonic? Man, how extreme do you want to take this? For God's sake, we don't even know if they're real. I mean, come on. But it's fun, okay? It's fun. Now, I know I'm going to have people comment, and there's going to be people send me emails that disagree with me, that, you know, all this is, aliens are demonic and satanic and of the devil and all this and that. Ah, blah, blah, blah. Okay, believe what you want to believe. Okay, believe what you want to believe. Okay. But for me personally, I'm just, yeah, I'm not digging it. But I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know whether they're demonic, whether they're angelic, whether they're heavenly, whether they're satanic. I don't know. Go read Ezekiel. That's all I got to say. So to sum this up, everything in moderation, okay? Even aliens should be. Now I feel like I'm Art Bell. Y'all remember Art Bell? On Coast to Coast, Art Bell after midnight, Coast to Coast. It's midnight in the desert, it's Art Bell. Y'all remember that? Some of you old radio dudes, y'all remember Art Bell. Still listening Coast to Coast with George Norrie. Is it George Norrie still doing it? I don't know. Yeah, still listening some Coast to Coast. But the real point here is everything in moderation. Okay, I know there's some doctrines that would totally disagree on this, but everything in moderation. And at the heart of the matter, that's it. Live a self-disciplined life as best as you can and try to be self-disciplined. And I think that'll do it. Hey, I'm Matt. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for allowing me to come into your home for like the past 20 minutes into your life and spend some time with you. You know, like I said, this is where real life happens. So submit your questions over at www.micahscall.org. Submit your questions. Let's have a legitimate conversation about things. And let's go with it, okay? Because that's how these conversations create change. And go over to YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Really kind of a cool place. So anyway, I'm Matt. Thanks for coming along with me. I really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and your family. And I really hope to see you again in the next episode. I'm Matt. This is the Micah's Call podcast. Remember, everything in moderation. We'll see you next time. Take care of yourself and each other. And be kind, be loving, and try to live the scriptures according to your own knowledge. We'll see you. Take care, everybody.